Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sports 95 Value of the Fan. Why are you laughing at me?
I said coming back by dry like three times to make sure you heard me.
And did I hit my mark like I've done for 20-some-odd years?
You've been doing the show for 20-some-odd years, but your phone rang during the commercial break.
Yeah, but it didn't ring during the show.
What's going off right now?
Well, that's fine. Let them go off. I don't care. Where was I? Yes, thank you for joining us. Outdoor Journal on Sports 95.9 The Fan. I'm Angelo Vial. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, Brian Pollock in the booth. And before I get to my next guest, I have to remind folks, because this will be my last reminder, that December 14th and 15th, those are the two big days. You don't want to miss it. It's called the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. And it is at Georgian College in Barrie, apparently a wonderful facility. And it's their new home, for the Canadian Ice Fishing Expo. And the best part of all, if that wasn't good enough on its own, the best part of all, it costs you $8. $8. Like, what can you get for $8? You can't go to Timmy's and get a wrap and a coffee for $8.
No.
Right?
I don't think so.
Well, $8 gets you a ticket plus parking included, free parking, and you get a chance to win a bevy of wonderful prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a prize, a bevy of prizes. Over 50 exhibitors, and many of them, I'm told, not all, but many of them have the latest in ice fishing gear. I don't know what the others have got, but don't worry about them, okay? Because there's over 50 of them, and many of them have got the latest in ice fishing gear, including Uncle Jack will be there with Radio World. And you know they'll have the latest stuff for sure. You don't even need to worry about the other 50.
I think Bevy will have a bunch too.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. All in time for Christmas, of course, because that will be following the next big thing after the expo, the ice fishing expo, will be Christmas. So what a great place to go and get that last person on your list. The outdoors person on your list, the ice fishing fanatic on your list. What a great place to go get that Christmas present.
It's true.
It's fantastic. Who wouldn't love a piece of technology that will help them accomplish their ice fishing tasks this year? I know I would love something like that. Of course, while you're there, you might also want to book into one of the many workshops and sessions by very notable anglers, including our very own The Doc will be there, Gord Pizer, along with Will Wegman, who we had on a program earlier today, and David Chung. They will all be there talking about ice fishing. It's all taking place at the Georgian College, which is right off the 400, just a stone's throw from the ice fishing capital of the world, which is Lake Simcoe. And hopefully by then we'll be able to fish it. If not, we'll have to wait. That's all taking place the 14th and 15th of December. Don't forget, they're also having a special VIP breakfast on the 15th. Apparently that's available on their website. VIP breakfast, where you enjoy a wonderful breakfast and you're rubbing elbows with some of the greatest anglers of all time, including Gord Pizer and Will Wegman and Dave Chong.
Yep.
Don't be left out in the cold. If you love to ice fish, this is where you need to be. It's all available at CanadianIceFishingExpo.com. Now, before we speak to one of these wonderful professionals, our very own The Doc, Gord Pizer, a very special guest has dropped in. I've talked about him and his mother extensively on this program, I would say, over the last...
Especially the mother.
Over the last 25 years. You know her as the Countess of Saint Eustache.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't get her in today. I may still do that before Christmas.
We need to get her in.
I know. But she was nice enough to send Sebastian, my stepson, to fill in for her. Good morning, Sebastian.
Hi, good morning, Ant.
How are you, buddy? Welcome to my little humble abode here.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's very unusual for me, and it's first time experience, but it's very nice. I really enjoy it.
Sebastian and his family are down visiting us for Christmas, and I thought it'd be kind of cool to bring him in and experience the show. But more importantly, I wanted to see if I can get him talking about his... he's my favorite guy to bug about hockey, by the way. I wanted to see if he talked to us about the Habs. Now, they won last night. I wasn't expecting that, just so that you know. Okay.
Yeah, it was the Rangers, which is a team that they can beat, obviously. Well, they started good, and then they had a great game in Washington. I don't know if you remember, 2 weeks ago. They played a perfect game in D.C. and beat the Caps, I think, 5-1 and controlled mostly of the game. But in that game, they lost two key players, Jonathan Drouin and Paul Byron. And since that game, then they started to dive like Brian did. So, yeah, they
What is going on? I mean, I know what's going on, but, you know, I mean, you could take a look at our Leafs, and there's a commentary to be made there for sure. But, you know, hockey has changed an awful lot. It's not... We talked about it last night at the house. You know, the parity has finally, I think it's made it anybody's ball game, any night, anywhere, anytime. And that's exciting.
Yeah, I think for the fan base of all the 30 teams right now in the league, or 31, is it 31?
31, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun for the fan base because now you never know. I mean, most of the teams are either great or rebuilding, but the parity and the fact that, you know, you get the point extra if you go to OT.
That's the key, right?
It brings the playoff chase and the playoff picture a little bit more tighter. And, yeah, so I think it's really fun. I mean, I like it. As a hockey fan, I like it.
Are we ever going to see, now, this is a bit difficult because there's a big age difference between you and me, but do you think we will ever see the day where we will have a Canadiens Leaf final? Is it even possible?
That's not even finally. I don't think it's possible. How's the bracket is done right
That's
now.
Right.
It's not possible.
Right.
But it's not. Let's not even talk about final. Let's talk about just a playoff match.
A playoff one.
We've been talking about this for the last 20 years, and we're in the same division. And how the playoffs are built right now, it's supposed to happen. I mean, just look at Washington and Pittsburgh. How many times they have, you know? So it's just a question of time. Maybe, I don't know, Tampa Bay and Boston. I mean, I know Tampa Bay is not having a good time this year.
They'll be back.
They have game in hands, and they will be back for sure. But I hope that in the next 5 years we can say that we have at least, because that series could be, like, magical.
Well, right? For you and me, it will. I don't know about anybody else. We'll enjoy it.
If you look at the fan base of both teams, they're all over the place in all rinks of the NHL. So,
for sure.
I think it would be good.
We can only hope, my friend. We can only hope.